The National Right to Life Committee worked for 2 years on a bill sponsored by Senator Rick Santorum, a congressional member from Pennsylvania. The bill, signed into law by President Bush, extends some legal rights to a fetus who survives an abortion. Susan Armacost of Wisconsin Right to Life says they don't know the frequency of such occurrences, but believe legislation amending the definition of a person during a live birth is needed. Armacost says abortion opponents aren't stopping there.
We've been working with Representative Mark Gundrum for over a year and getting something written. And now that it has passed on the federal level dealing with federal law, it's time now to pass the same type of legislation dealing with state law.
Members of Wisconsin's chapter of Planned Parenthood call the law an unnecessary symbolic gesture. However, spokesperson Lisa Voits notes Planned Parenthood was not on record opposing the bill.
Wouldn't support the notion that a living infant outside of a woman is entitled to full legal rights. We don't object to that premise at all.
Nevertheless, Boyce says Planned Parenthood members are suspicious of abortion opponents. They fear pro-life groups are trying to undo Roe v. Wade by extending human rights to a fetus. The Born Alive Infant Protection Act passed the House of Representatives unanimously. In the Senate, there were 15 votes against the bill. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.